So I sent you some audio. Do you think we can organize this today? You think we're going to have a disaster again? How's this going to go? What's your prediction here?
I have no prediction. You've sent me a lot of crap.
I tried to
pull it all up in exactly the right spot.
I send you one email with everything in it. I try and make it as concise as possible. I could see if I sent you like one email per piece of audio, then mm-hmm. you have a complaint. It's too many emails are all over the place. One went into spam. Mm-hmm. I get it. I send you one email mm-hmm. and I write story number one, start at, and I give you the time code because I'm not an asshole.
And then again at, and right. then, and finally at.
Can you not fast forward? Is it easier for just to get one thing?
No, right. I told you I pulled everything up.
All right. Okay.
I have everything in front of me on two different computers. You tell me which one you want and I'll go right to it.
Okay, fine. I want you to hang on to both for now because I want to set up the story first. Because it's out of context. If I don't tell you what's going on and I say, play this, you're going to be like, I don't why are you taking your pulse? Are you about to stroke out because of me? How many more years of this do you need before you finally get it?
Do I finally say, f*** it?
I mean, that you know how to roll with my punches. You know what I mean? Like you just, every single time, it's like it's brand new. It's like you have a brain like an Etch-a-Sketch.
So,
like it's all brand new information.
So in your past, how far do you usually push a guy before he just says, that's it? I can't do it no more. Has that happened a lot to you?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm smart, because I start right from the very beginning. I push immediately. That way he knows what he's in for. I'm not one of those women that there's no bait and switch here. You know what you're getting right from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. You're a nightmare day one. I understand yeah. this. And ever since day one until now, it has been on me why I continue to take this abuse.
It's a good point. Yeah, none of this is a surprise. It's your choice.
Yeah, I could have said day number two, screw this chick, I ain't doing this. There's no amount of money worth it to deal with this chick. But no, 13, 14 years later, I'm still doing it.
Well, I feel like at this point, it's because you haven't met anybody better and you're kind of like, you know, like you ride the pony you're given until somebody buys you a better pony. Like if somebody better comes, I realize that this is all very tedious. I realize you're hanging on by a thread. And the minute something better comes along, I'm just going to see brake lights.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, no, I think at this point, I just I'll be single the rest of my life. I'm not going to do anything anymore. I'm not going to go out with anybody. I'm just going to be single the rest of my life. I'm not dealing with it anymore.
You're so beaten down that the idea of like starting over with somebody new, even somebody better, is just like,
can you imagine starting over with somebody new and then having to deal with all their BS all over again?
Not in dating and not in our relationship and not in me and my boyfriend's relationship. No, I couldn't do it. Mm-mm.
Can you imagine you having to break that guy in again?
Yeah, no.
And your mood swings go from one extreme to the next, and it could be within the same day.
Right. And sometimes my boyfriend's like, is it that time of the month? And he's like, wait, no, that was last week. So what's the excuse this week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just my charming personality.
It could go from the same day. I mean, you could wake up in one mood and then turn the corner and be somebody totally different.
Yeah, that's very true. My biggest problem is that I go from 0 to 60. Like I'm in the red zone so quickly. There's no easing into it. Like
there's no yellow light. It's just green or red.
Exactly. And I feel bad for my boyfriend because he doesn't know what's going to trigger it. I don't even know what's going to trigger it. Sometimes he'll just, something very innocuous will happen or something that's happened a million times before that he's been able to predict an outcome. But yet today, for some reason, I'm sideways and I don't know why. And I will just, you know, for no reason. He's just like, what the heck?
But tomorrow you'll be completely different.
Right. That's true.
And then you could read something. Somebody could email you and you could go right from green to red.
It's true.
It's faster than a Tesla. Just right there.
Right.
From one email.
In the middle of a wonderful moment, like, you know, I'm winning an award and I'm eating chocolate and I'm so happy. And then suddenly, like, one thing on Twitter and that's it. I'm in a rage.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody else has to deal with it. Okay. So I've tried to set up all the stories that you wanted.
Wow.
Exactly where you wanted them. But you know what? I'm going to screw one up. I might screw a couple of them up because that's what I do. So, let's just give it a shot. I'm willing to roll with the punches here.
I'm willing to roll with the punches on this one.
You'll bitch about it, but just I'll try.
Okay. All right. So let's start with the story. That way it'll make perfect sense as to why I have all the audio waiting for you. So, okay. Do you know what the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is?
No, not really.
Okay. The Hollywood Foreign Press, also known as the HFPA, it's a 90-member group, actually 87, but sometimes it's 90. Mm-hmm. They decide on the Golden Globes. Okay, it's a bunch of journalists from all over the world who make the decision about the Golden Globes. But a few months ago, the LA Times...
Okay, what are the Golden Globes? Are those awards for TV?
That's the one where it's TV and film, and all the celebrities are in one room. Like, you get, you know, some huge TV star. You get, like, everybody from Better Call Saul sitting next to Meryl Streep, you know, people that would normally never be in a room together. But that's the one that they're all at a table, they've had dinner, and they're all sitting there drinking, and they get very drunk. That's mm-hmm. that one. Okay. And Ricky Gervais used to host it, and as of late, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have hosted it. And this year, they did that thing where Amy Poehler was in LA, and Tina Fey was at 30 Rock in New York, and they did the split screen. And they both, then they hosted together, but they were on opposite ends of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratings were terrible. They usually have about 28 million. This year, they had 6.9 million. It was not good. Anyways, the Hollywood Foreign Press, people have been after them for a while about that there's no diversity. So that's been a really big issue. And that's what I was going to have you play, because even Amy Poehler and Tina Fey just this year went after the Hollywood Foreign Press. So, you know what? I sent you a ton of audio. Let's just skip to the very last one.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, fine. Then play whatever you have.
Oh, my God. Play. No, you can't. You can't change it on me.
I was trying to make it easy for you.
Okay, no, so you can't, because.
You play what you have. Surprise me.
I'm going to start with the one you said. Start with this
one. Okay, yes. Start with
this
that one. Okay.
One.
So this is their opening monologue. Right. This is the opening monologue. And right from the very beginning, they go right after the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Okay. So they're in different rooms here, too.
Yeah. So they have the same background, but Amy Poehler on the right is in L.A. and Tina Fey on the left. If you're watching us on Twitch, you can see this. Amy Poehler is in L.A. and Tina Fey is in New York.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is made up of around 90 international no black journalists who attend movie junkets each year in search of a better life.
Okay, so that was the first dig at them. So if you want to scroll to the next one, they got another poke in when they talked about, they were going through some of the nominees. And one of the movies was the movie Soul.
Soul is a beautiful Pixar animated movie where a middle-aged black man's soul accidentally gets knocked out of his body and into a cat. The HFPA really responded to this movie because they do have 5 cat members.
So they're teasing the idea that they're going to go after the HFPA in a bigger way. And you think, like, are these a couple of digs? I mean, it's almost like biting the hand that feeds, because NBC are the ones who produce all this. That's why you have Amy Poehler, because she did Parks and Rec and she has a contract with NBC. And Tina Fey basically runs NBC now. She's a million shows. She's got a new show right now called Girls 5 Eva. And of course, she did 30 Rock and she was the head writer of SNL. So she has been an NBC Universal staple for many years. Right. So this is an NBC production, which is why you have the two of them, which is why today's news is a big deal. So let's go to the final piece of audio I wanted to play for you. This is where they really go after the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Oh, you know, this is probably something we should have told you guys earlier. Everybody is understandably upset at the HFPA and their choices. Look, a lot of flashy garbage got nominated, but that happens, okay? That's like their thing. But a number of Black actors and Black-led projects were overlooked.
And look, we all know that award shows are stupid.
Yeah. They're all a scam invented by Big Red Carpet.
To sell more carpet.
We know that.
The point is, even with stupid things, inclusivity is important. And there are no Black members of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
There you go.
I realize HFPA, maybe you guys didn't get the memo because your workplace is the back booth of a French McDonald's. But you got to change that.
The fact that they call them out on their own award show was kind of a big deal. And the HFPA afterwards responded and said, we're going to make lots of changes, and then did nothing. Not only did nothing, but according to the LA Times, they did a huge expose. They found that they've been taking bribes for a lot of these shows. This isn't new. I mean, people take bribes in Hollywood, like Oscar nominees have bribed Oscar voters. Like this is a known thing that's been going on a long time. Million books written about it. There's a famous story that, the Weinstein Company, again, you know, we have nothing nice to say about the Weinsteins, but here's another terrible thing. They would go to major voters. There's books written about this. Like this is like known fact at this point. They would go to major Academy Award voters and say, we want you to nominate our film. What do you need? Well, I can use a new kitchen. Great. We'll buy you a new kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the contractor is there the following week and they're gutting it out and they're doing a brand new kitchen. And they do that. They bribe voters to get nominated. So it's like, you know, that's why a lot of these films don't really get through on merit. You're like, wait, that was a great film. Why wasn't that nominated? Because nobody bought anybody a kitchen. That's why. So what they found out is that the Hollywood Foreign Press has been taking bribes. And this year, really obviously, so Emily in Paris it was a cute show. It was on Netflix. It did okay. It was cute. It was nominated for like everything. So this is one of the things that was exposed during this whole story in the LA Times, that they flew 30 members to Paris. They put them up in luxury hotels. They got them anything they wanted. They took them to a set. They introduced them to celebrities. You want a prostitute. You want food. You want to go to the Louvre by yourself. Like whatever you want, we'll do. And they spent tons of money and basically bribed them to nominate Emily in Paris, which is how that got so many nominations.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big story today because NBC finally said, we're done. And NBC ended their relationship with the Hollywood Foreign Press and the Golden Globes after all of these years. And I mean like 30 years or more that they've been in partnership together. Not only did they say, screw you, Netflix came forward and said, we will not participate anymore. We won't nominate anything anymore. Neither will anything on Warner and neither will Amazon. They're all done with the Hollywood Foreign Press. And then Tom Cruise turned around and said, hold my beer. I'm going to do you one better. And he took his 3 Golden Globes, put them in a box and mailed them back and said, I don't want them. I don't want your Golden Globes. I don't want any part of them. And he gave back his Golden Globes, and he's hoping other celebrities follow suit.
Yeah, I think NBC was just waiting to get out of these award shows, so it's a good reason to get out. But for Tom Cruise to send them back, I mean, he won them.
Yeah.
You know, but he's got enough awards. Yeah. He probably needed the room.
Actually, he doesn't have that many awards. He really doesn't.
He has a lot of money, though.
He's a lot of money. Yeah. Do you want to take a guess what his 3 Golden Globes were for?
Best action sequence. No. Best on-screen kiss.
Those are MTV music. Those are MTV awards.
Oh, shortest actor ever. Jumping on couch jumping. Was it couch jumping on Oprah?
They were acting awards, and you can guess just what are the 3 movies you think he was the best in?
Interview with a Vampire.
I think he was very good in that, but no, that was not one of them.
Top Gun.
Again, should have been nominated, but no, wasn't that.
Then I have no idea. Was it Mission Impossible? No, nope. They don't win anything.
It was Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Best actor. It was Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
for, I think, Best Supporting Actor. And then he also won, he won lots of awards for Born on the 4th of July. Remember, he was, he played that vet, that army vet. He was really good. He was surprisingly good in that. So,
but no Rain Man?
No, not Rain Man. Yeah. And I wonder if other people are going to do the same, if other big name celebrities are going to hand back their Golden Globes as well.
Mm-hmm.